I'm Logan Miller for BYU Idaho Radio. Today we have an interview with Jackie Pfeiffer, a music student here at BYU Idaho. Pfeiffer's day started out like any other. She was just trying to run a couple of errands. But then, the unexpected happened.
I walked into the police department to pick up a parking pass. And once I was about to leave, a guy came up behind me and was like, kind of touching me, like, around my shoulders, and I thought he was gonna give me a hug, or, like, like, I just thought he was a weird guy, and then he said, I have a knife, and his arm was around me, so that the knife was, like, at my throat area, and, I was like, is this a joke? Like, am I gonna be punked right now? It was, kind of, like, unbelievable at first. I was like, I just didn't comprehend what was happening for a while, so I was just kind of standing there.
A lot happened in such a short span of time. Pfeiffer walked us through the scene the way she saw it.
Yeah, there were, like, a couple other people in the lobby, and they ran out. Like, they were just, you know, other civilians. They just ran out. The lady who was helping me at the window ran back, and someone else was, like, calling someone, and I was suddenly, like, when I got there, there were, like, three people max in that, like, back room behind the window that I could see. And then once he came in and that whole situation happened, there were, like, 30 employees, cops, other people there, like, just staring at us from behind the window and through the open door. And yeah, they had a negotiator come out and try to talk to him. They're like, "What? Who are you? What are you doing?" And it was just scary because he just was there to do a suicide by cop, and it was really sad. He just said, "I want someone to shoot me. I just want to die." And it was like, that's when I started hysterically crying, was when he said that. Yeah, it was just, I don't think I should reveal too much information about him because he's under 18, but
the experience was harrowing. There are no reports on how long the situation took to resolve, but Pfeiffer says it felt like ages.
It felt like forever, and I really don't know how long it actually was. Like, it could have been 15 minutes, and it could have been, like, half an hour. I don't know. I go off of some of the news reports I saw that was like, he came in around 3:45 and was taken into custody at around like 45 minutes later or something. I was like, wow, really? I have no idea. But, yeah, it felt like forever that he was there. And, we were both shaking. So like, I knew he wouldn't really hurt me, because he was shaking, like, as much as I was. And I think he just really needed some help. I mean, he definitely did. He really did just need some help, and I just hope that he's getting it now.
The event affected Pfeiffer quite a bit. It's been a week, and since then, she has already gone through a lot of emotions.
The day after it happened, I was, like, weirdly positive all day. Like, just, like, jokes about it, like, having the time of my life. Like, I was, like, so good the next day. Everyone's like, how are you? And I was like, yeah, I'm great. Why do you ask? But every day after that day has been kind of, I don't want to say really bad, but, like, yeah, really depressed. High-key, low-key, super depressing. But it's fine.
Despite the scary experience, Pfeiffer is ready to move on. She has received a lot of help and support, and her family and friends are there for her. She wants to let those who are troubled know that they can get help.
I guess I just want to say, if you are feeling bad about yourself or you're feeling really upset about life, like, there are other options than suicide. Like, there's numbers you can call and people you can talk to. There's always help. So I just think if you feel that way, try and get some help first.
If you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.